Right. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, we are here.
We are here. Welcome to the Auntie Hour.
The Auntie Hour.
This is our time.
Yes.
Doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
A little stressed, but you know, nothing I can't handle.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we live and we learn to manage stress. I mean, this is unfortunately part of our existence, right?
You know what? I'm gonna say yes, that is true.
Right.
So why are you stressed? What is happening?
Well, there are several things going on.
Name one.
Primarily, okay. Right now, I am dealing with an adult child issue.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Adult child.
Yes, my child.
Okay.
I am not going to say which child.
Okay.
But there is a child that belongs to me that is causing me some stress at this moment.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Oh, and you know, so many women, mothers, black mothers. You see how you're like, this is what we do. Like, this is just what we do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what else can I do? Like, am I supposed to spend my entire existence taking care of people?
Right.
I don't think so. I don't think that is what my purpose is.
Right.
And with this show and the other women that are needing that support, in order to thrive, I feel like I need to be surrounding myself with those women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Good for you.
No shit. You know, I love and hugs and kisses and everything. But I think, like I said, there comes to be a time where some things need to change.
Right.
And so.
Good for you.
Tough conversations are going to have to be had.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you come from a wonderful mother, so I'm sure she had some great conversations with you as well, wild in her 20s. So,
but see, so this is the little difference.
Okay.
Wild in my 20s, I left home.
Okay. Me too.
See,
I didn't go back home.
I did not stay home with my mother being wild.
Right.
I moved out.
It was wild.
So that I did not really have to really... First of all, I didn't want to hear what my mother had to say about me being wild. So that was my primary reason for moving out.
Right.
But I just did not want to put her through what she was about to see.
Right.
You know, it was going to be something for her.
You were living.
I just moved out. And this is a different time. Things are not as easy or as simple as they may have been for me then to move out.
Right.
But I kind of feel like you kind of have to, it has to be a give and take.
Okay.
If you're not able to move out and you're sharing a space, then you have to respect that space.
Okay.
I wasn't ready to do that, so I moved out.
Right. You know how many parents have their kids at home? And I mean, I'm talking grown people. Like, you still live at home? Like, wow, you know?
And again, it could be something that works for everyone.
That's true.
If there is a mutual understanding of how things should go. Like I said, it's time for me to make some.
Okay. The light bulb went off and you like something, you were like, oh no. Like my mother would say, I'm not having it. My mother, that was like her key. She'd have a chain that says, I'm not having it. She was not having it. So
how is your mom?
My mom is good. My mom is here from out of town. And I come from a big family. So just coordinating, getting everybody together. I don't know if people out there who come from big families, you know, the main goal and objective is to make sure mommy has a good time. Yes, I call my mother mommy and I'm grown. She's still my mommy. Make sure she has a good time. Make sure she enjoys herself. Whatever it is on her to-do list, I want to just make sure I get that done. But to get all that done, you got to get on the same page with all these other siblings that can be a bit of a head crack. That's, we're working it out though, because we all have friendships, which is good. But that could be, that could be a lot.
How many of you all are there?
My mom and dad have six. Altogether, there's like 14 of us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So
I have to clear that. My mom and dad have six. Mm-hmm. You know, previously married my father, so I have other siblings, which we all love, you know, very much, and they're older than me. So it's a lot.
So what are some of the things y'all did so far?
So far we went to, my mother, she's originally from Harlem. So we took her back to Harlem, and for her to see the gentrified Harlem, it is the funniest thing. Fortunately with Harlem now, besides the fact that there's a Whole Foods and a Starbucks, there's a great amount of white people that comfortably walk around. So, you know, not to say she was culture shocked, but she was like, oh wow. I was like, you see that there, Ma? You see that there? Like, she's, you know, she's not used to that. It just, I'm sure she's heard, but to see it, the gentrification is like, wow. We've been to the Hudson Yard. We've been to the Great American Mall, which is in East Rutherford, like the largest mall with the indoor, outdoor, what do they have? They have amusement parks. So, and a ski lot. It's a lot going on in there. So my mother's like down to put on her sneakers and walk. Like, where are we going? Like, let's go. My mother is the epitome of like, can't stop, won't stop.
So when is she coming and sitting down and on the auntie?
She would love to. She okay. would love to. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Today, we have got a treat for you all today.
Tell us.
We are going to be chatting with the ladies first chit-chat crew. Yes. I am so excited for you all to meet them. As a matter of fact, let's meet them right now.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
All these beautiful faces. Hey, y'all.
How are you doing?
Hey, girl, hey.
I love it. Hey, sis. Talking about my sisters.
New sisters. So what is the Ladies First Chit Chat Crew?
Let's tell our audience that first.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Nikki.
I am Nikki Kimbrough, and we are the Ladies First Chit Chat Crew. Honor the voice of the everyday woman. We have a show every Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. And our mission is we provide a space where women can come and evaluate where they stand, and we inspire them to take action. We talk about all different topics, and you sit down every Saturday with these wonderful six women that you see in front of us. There's five of us today, but it's six of us. And we just talk. You know how you guys talk in Auntie Hour? Mm-hmm. Exactly what you guys are doing. It's an opportunity. It's our time. And like I said, we evaluate where we stand in this moment on different topics. And we inspire each other and our viewers to take action. That's what we do.
Let's meet everybody. Everyone introduce themselves.
I am Nikki Kimbrough, and I am I'm an entrepreneur, a producer, director, a Broadway performer, and just someone that really loves life. I really love life, and that's who I am.
Hey, I'm Crystal James Goodwin. I am a proud member of the Ladies First Chit Chat Crew. What Nikki didn't say, she's a world-class trainer who has two.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
In the Olympics.
What?
I know. Crazy.
Who said that?
I am a wife, a mom. I sing. I teach dance class. I braid hair. I'm a really interesting person, girls. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, I do it
but
all.
I do it all. I am a over 20-year media executive, and I am a woman who loves women. And so this forum that Nikki created, she told you how she brought it together, is perfect because all we want is to share what we've learned over these years with other women so that we can hold them to. That's what we do.
I'm LaShelle. And I am a 20 plus year veteran in the mental health and emotional wellness space. I am a life coach, master vision boarder. I'm the mother of two college children, but one of my children just finished college. So the mother of two young adult men. Okay. I'm a New York native and many, many, many other things, but that's the gist of who I am.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you too.
I'm Nikki. I am Nicole Kearney, better known as on this show, Nikki Embossed. I am a corporate professional as well. I've been working in corporate America for over 20 years. I am a mom of a young lady that is about to be 19, just finished her first year of college. I am married over 25 years, almost 26. And I am a person that is committed to giving us as women a space to have voice and presence and to be acknowledged for the things we're doing with the support for the things that we want to do.
Nice.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. How you
doing? Hey, I was wondering
when you do it.
Hey, praise the Lord.
I am Chandra Prophet Ardre. I am a multi-hyphenated artist, entrepreneur, director, producer. I have been in the entertainment industry for over 20 years. I've been on Broadway for 10. And I am an unapologetically Black and proud woman that is a, like Chrissy says, that is a woman of all women. You know, I love promoting women of color, giving them a platform to speak and express themselves the best way they can. Yeah, that's me. I'm a wife. All the things.
All right. Everything, yes. So you all started out as friends, or did you develop a friendship through Ladies First Chit Chat Crew?
Yeah. All the ladies were connected to me. All of these ladies are friends, big sisters to me throughout the years. Crystal, Nikki, and Michelle, I met when I was in my late 20s to early 30s. And then Chandra was my client, and I met her through mutual friends. She's a phenomenal Broadway performer. And so we have some of the same friends in the same circles. And right before we went on lockdown, I think it was the week, Shelly, it was the week we went on lockdown, right, Crystal and Shelly? Yes. I just wanted to do something to support women, to support myself, to support women as we went through this global pandemic, not thinking it was gonna be that long. I really created this for something that would just be 1 week. And I knew in my head the first two people I wanted. I knew I needed Crystal James Goodwin and Lachelle Wooten. And I knew I needed Nikki Kearney, but I was talking to her from okay, what should we do? Should we do it like this? Should we do it like that? And so it's so funny. I took the women that had poured so much into me as me, even though they were only a few years older than me, well, maybe more than a few years older than me, but had guided me and had sown so much, you know, just love. And some of the nuggets that I was using with some of my younger friends had come from these wonderful women. And so we started this show. And as we went on, it was supposed to just be 1 weekend. Crystal and Lachelle were like, oh no, we need to do this again. So we kept going. Nikki would call and be like, okay, I think y'all should do this. And then one day I had Chandra and I were so close, and she would always, it's funny, she's younger than I am, but she like a big sister too. She was sewing stuff into me. And I said, you need to come on the show. And when she came on the show, and then one day Nikki, we had someone that was supposed to be on and they couldn't come. I had Nikki come on and fill in. It was like, I looked at the screen and I said, this is it. And it was like, my heart got so full. I knew this was it. And the viewers loved us. And so I say all that to say the women started to form their own relationships. And they'll talk about that through the show. But everyone did not meet each other until 6 months after we started for the first time. Yeah. And I'll let them tell you about that experience. But I do have to say this. I feel really good. Look, I'm going to pat myself on the back. It says a lot about who I am to be able to be connected to these freaking amazing, phenomenal women. I'm telling you, I just, That's how I feel. I feel blessed. So.
Oh my goodness. I literally got goosebumps when you said that. It's just, so, you know, because so many people think that it's impossible to form these sort of bonds mm-hmm. later on in your life.
Right.
And so I really want you to speak to that about your, you know, you said that you didn't actually meet each other physically until months later. How did that happen? Somebody tell us about how that yeah. went. Yes.
How did y'all all meet? Like, how did you finally all click yeah. and get together, yeah. right?
Well, I'll say that it's funny because when we physically met together at Nikki Unboss's house, we made a plan because we had been seeing each other and talking to each other week in and week out, doing the show together every week, week after week, as this pandemic was happening. And we were like, enough is enough. Like, we, at this point, we're all sisters, right? We know everything about each other. We call on each other when we need each other. We share jokes. We get, like, we can look at each other's face and know what that person is thinking. And we were like, this is crazy because we haven't actually met in person. So we made a decision to get together one weekend at Nikki Kearney's house. And it was magical. It was so interesting to come into a space with people you feel so close to that you actually never saw before. I felt like those scenes at the airport when they show you some like long lost relative
right.
who got left behind in another country and now they found each other and here they, like, that is what it felt like. We were crying and it was just staring at each other like, you're real. That's what Crystal kept saying, you're real, you're real. That's, so it that, is possible.
That was so, and as theatrical and Hollywood like as that sound, we lived that when we first saw each other. And my favorite part of the story is they were there first, I got there last, and I think I'm the closest, which is another point. But I drove up and Nikki Kimbrough had been texting me, are you hearing it? You hear that? So I'm gonna make it theatrical, okay? So I drive up. And I stopped and I was like, I'm here. And Nikki Kimbrough comes running out and she's like, oh. And so we have, you know, we have a moment. And then when I go walking into the house, the first person I saw was Lachelle, right? And at this point, you gotta think, like, so we had these 6 months of talk, you know, we meet once a week and then we have our show. And then our after show was almost as long as the damn show, right? We just, we talk, like nothing has been off limits. We've helped each other, we've cried together. We feel like our children know each other, our children never met, you know what I mean? It's really, really something. So when she's the first person I see, and I grabbed her face and I just did like this. You're real. Like, I couldn't believe I was looking at her. You know what I mean? And then I looked over to my left and there was Chandra. Chandra's cooking, right? And I'm just like, I was like feeling her waist and her hair and stuff. And I was like, I was having this crazy moment. And Nikki Kimbrough is snapping pictures of me in video. And I'm just like, and I'm crying. And then they're crying. And it was just like, it's like, oh my God. And then Nikki Unboss is she's short and I'm tall and Chandra's tall and I was like, you're so short, you know. And, you know, and we're just, and then we're eating, and Edmé, she's like, Crystal, wait till you see her, right? And then it was just the culmination of everything you think, but way, 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 way better. And we were talking the other day and I was saying that it's like everything that day when I reflect on it, it's everything. Down. Like we were just kind of savoring every moment with each other. I found myself like holding Nikki Kearney's hand, or like, you know, we're sitting next to each other, rubbing each other, like, oh my God, because that's how, that is the, I don't mean to use this word magic, but you know, we had a completely spiritual and mm-hmm. intentional experience meeting one another. And from that day to this and beyond, I just feel like this, if I think of something funny, if I think of something sweet, if I think of something that I'm not sure about, if I'm scared, if I'm, you know, nervous, or, you know, I want more money for my job and I need to know how much to ask for, this is what we do, what we're doing right now.
I'll add that too. Like, I think that the part that we don't really acknowledge as a group of females, women, ladies, women of color is that we found a level of comfort really soon. And we also all, that we don't really talk about, we also all were in a entrepreneur program together that really formed us to get in a tighter group, because it was like, we trying to make this shmoney. You know what I'm saying? I need to run by some people who are like-minded, who are at, you know, ready to hit the pavement like I am at this moment, this time, this moment that is right for me. These women came into my life that were literally on the same path as I was, which I think that those like core things helped us like be comfortable with each other, helped us, you know, kind of open up to people, because by natural, like people, women, a group of women don't normally just, you know, like here's my whole bag of tea, you know, take it all. Right. You know, but it was, I think it was, we were all in a very vulnerable place with what was happening in the world and what was happening with us individually that brought us together and like Velcroed us to the hip, really.
Literally.
I like that.
But I want to extend on to that, because you asked, you know, what made that moment so special when we all got together was the months or the time prior, right? And what made that time lead us to that moment of meeting and it being so special was because we allowed ourselves, which is sometimes rare for women, to be very authentic, share ourselves unselfishly, and not guarded. Mm-hmm. And we did it in such an open forum that not only did we grow an appreciation for each other and a natural and caring, honest love for the person that we all see in front of each other, but I think the same is true for those that attend and have been journeying with us every Saturday. And that's the core of the development of friendship. Right?
It's like she's called the bottom line, by the way.
So we call her the bottom line.
The bottom line. I can see
we're
that.
All emotional and like, oh my God. And she was like, actually, these are the
this is yes. This is right.
Oh
my.
So I call it online dating. We dated online for a long time.
And right. That's how it sounds like. They're
and we dated as ourselves.
Soulful connection that finally all, you know, locked in.
Yeah.
So
one thing there, we allowed ourselves to show up as we are and was accepting of it. So the key thing I think that's important to talk about in regards to what we do every Saturday is we don't have the answers.
We don't.
We share with you what we've done, how we're thinking about it, and we may even challenge each other so that we're all growing in thought when we're discussing whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
With that comes a willingness to not be judgmental. I'm sure you have all experienced that, where you're in an environment where women are very judgmental and very negative, and can be very negative. And so my question to you now is, how has this changed your life in general? Like, how has this relationship that you formed impacted other areas of your life, your relationship with your children, your husbands, your work environment? I really want people to understand how significant friendships
absolutely
can be the foundation to just bountiful blessings in your life all around.
I mean, I think it just from a core just set a different standard that I personally hadn't had in my life. You know, as an entrepreneur and all the things, as an alpha woman, like I'm so used to doing everything and being everything for everybody. So being coming into a group of women who have had those same experiences, but moved and grew and understand that I'm the youngest from this entire group of women. And so they've experienced things already that I now don't have to experience because they've already experienced and gave me, you know, pure, true example and of what to and not to do. And so it definitely has changed the trajectory of things that I may not have to go through as, you know, in my 40s or 50s, or also things that I will teach my daughter. I keep looking back because I have a 2-year-old, but you know, I know that because they have children that have nurtured children that are substantially older than my daughter. So I have learned so many things in the almost 2 years, 1.5 years that we've been around each other and together. I've learned so many things that I can now put in my back pocket and not have to go through, you know, as growing up. I'm still growing up and learning, as you know, I'm 37 and I'm still learning and you know, maturing as well. So I definitely feel like I have set a new standard for friendship, for companionship, for, you know, what I will or will not tolerate in a relationship as you know, being somebody who gives a lot. Like, you know, these people pour into me daily. And I hadn't had that in years. And so that's a standard. I'm like, oh, no, no, no. You can't just come in here and take from me now. You got to give some back because I got a group of girlfriends that give to me every day. You know what I'm saying? So
that's beautiful. I think the friendship has been very critical to other areas of my life as well. And okay, 37. She's 37, but she teaches us too daily.
Teaches.
Like I was just like, man, if I was that chick at 37, where would I be now? So she's also a teacher. But I will say this friendship has shown me that I need to decide, and I have decided, people who really just don't suit me anymore. Because they're not that they have to be this, but they certainly can't be like just draining or always taking, or, you know, it has to be reciprocal. Sometimes, you know, it's shown me that, you know, a lot of relationships are for a season, and then how it relates to, you know, parenting or, you know, relationships with, you know, our spouses and, you know, our partners and stuff. I think it really shines a light on my life. I needed this. I didn't realize I needed this was glaringly missing. And, you know, we can't necessarily expect things from people. Like, it's almost like if my husband doesn't respond in the way that I expect, I can't be mad at that. That's his response. So if I want the response that I want, I'm going to tell them, because they're going to be like, good girl, you did that. And he's going to be like, okay.
I just want to, before we wrap up, I'm going to try to squeeze this in. So just what you're talking about being open and being, you know, transparent and just vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I sat down on a plane next to Crystal on the way back from LA. I was flying standby on this flight. I had a later flight. I changed my flight and I sit down in the seat next to Crystal. We didn't say anything really most of the flight. And that's really, really what it was. The flight attendant tried me. And I looked at this sister and she was like, no, sis, you ain't crazy. It was just this look. It was like I know her and I was meant to sit right there. That seat was waiting for me. Wow. They called me first for standby. I walked and sat in that chair like I paid for that seat and picked it out myself when I booked my flight. And it's just opened me up, just that interaction and telling her, well, I'm doing this. And I hadn't told another soul. I had only told the people that are in this room helping me put this thing together. But I hadn't said to anybody outside of that, I'm getting ready to do this show. Ooh. I told her.
And that's just it. Friendship doesn't have to take time. You know when someone's got you, right? And I think that's it. Like, what did I get from this show? I mean, get from what we were doing is that, as Crystal said, like, I needed this, right? Because friends, real friendship is not going to let you forget who you are. They're not going to let you forget about what you want, the direction you're going. They'll be there to support you. And they'll also tell you when you're on the wrong path.
I want to thank you, ladies, so much for coming on here and being with us today and just for supporting the Auntie Hour.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks.
Somebody tell us how we can support your show, where we can watch it, when we can watch it, please.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook, actually, at The Ladies First Chit Chat Crew. And you can go on our website at www.theladiesfirstchitchatcrew.com. You go on our website, you'll see all of our episodes up to date. You get more information about each lady. And you can also follow each of us as well and see all the great things that we're doing to pour into this amazing world to make it a better place. So, yeah.
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming today.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks for having us. Yes.
Good luck with the Auntie Hour.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Keep up the good work.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
I appreciate your support. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
Thank you, the First Ladies Chit Chat Crew, for coming out and hanging with us.
They're great.
Yes, awesome.
They're great. I like them.
Yes, I love them. Thank you. And thank you for watching The Auntie Hour.
The Auntie Hour. Till next time.
Toodles.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Peace.